Blog Talk Radio.
This is that man. This is the man.
Man Montana. Man Montana. Man Montana. I don't fuck around. I linked up with nigga Prof, man. I told my boy Prof, do your thing, man. He feel the same way I feel. You feel me? He say fuck a hater. I say fuck a hater. It's that rent-a-car music. You feel me? Man Montana. Man Montana. Man Montana. Man Montana. Fuck a hater.
It seems like when you be straight, niggas be all in your face. But when you be down on your dick, niggas act like you ain't shit. Man, they some haters. They some haters. They some haters. My car, probably wanna fuck my bitch. Niggas wanna live my life, man. I swear these niggas ain't shit. They just some haters, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters. Yeah.
When I'm on my shit, they love a nigga. And I don't understand. When I'm fucked up, they can't stand me. Even family, my own family. That's life though, side though, I'm chillin'. I'm tryna get it though, and raise my fucking chillin'. The world is full of haters, it's like the swine flu, it's contagious. Got bitches hating on babies, you better get this money and sign. Cause ain't shit gon' hold you down. You better get this money and sign. Cause ain't shit gon' hold you down. I tell you, it's that rent-a-car music. Please don't you confuse it. Top in my city and you niggas are losing. You niggas are losing. Tough is my city and you niggas
are losing. It seems like when you be straight, niggas be all in your face. But when you be down on your dick, niggas act like you ain't shit. Man, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters. Niggas wanna drive my cars, probably wanna fuck my bitch. Niggas wanna live my life, man, I swear these niggas ain't shit. They just some haters, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters.
Look, it's my life. I just started it 2 seconds. I told myself to get straight. Fuck a nigga, let them hate. They some haters. I be ducking behind these Ray-Bans. So say bands will make her dance. I say a hater will make you get it. When you get it, it look shitty. So I get it. No question, no combo, bitch, and fuck it. Why you all up in my business? Bitch can't get a penny. If that rent call me, just listen. Haters, how you doing? It's man, my time, nice to meet you. I would never, ever, ever, ever greet you. I would never, never, ever wanna see you. Fuck a hater. I swear to God, I'm feeling myself, I'm on a mileage. They hate me for no damn reason. For no damn reason. Fuck a hater. Fuck a hater.
It be like when you be straight, niggas be all in your face. But when you be down on your dick, niggas act like you ain't shit. Man, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters. Niggas wanna drive my car, probably wanna fuck my bitch. Niggas wanna live my life, man, I swear these niggas ain't shit. They just some haters, they some haters, they some haters, they some haters, yeah.
Me and my niggas get money, you and your niggas get mad. Me and my niggas get money, you and your niggas get mad. Me and my niggas get money, you and your niggas get mad. Me and my niggas get money, you and your niggas get mad.
Lying right here in the building, well, not really in the building, but lying right here in the spaceship of the star, smell, starship, smell it, press. 3013 in the building with your boy, Captain, smell, so good when I'm cooking, you know what I'm saying? Let me hit y'all up with this quick announcement. Your boy going to be DJing. You know what I'm saying? Come next week for my dog, Mr. Peacock. And been kicking out these promos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this your boy DJ Smell So Good, Record of Game Entertainment, bringing you the business. Sunday, August 17th, 2014, it is going down live at Super D, 810 East Skagway Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33604. Big Eye Entertainment and Black NASA proudly present It Is What It Is, featuring the world famous I'm Not Dead Yet, Turned Down For What? Birthday Comedy Jam. Starring headliner in the building will be Mr. Sean Jones. Y'all see him on BET, Comedy Central, and Def Jam. Also on the lineup is Janet Dollar, Marlon Maxwell, Food Stamp, Motherfucking Patterson. And we got live performances coming to you from Man Montana with that smash hit, Stomach In, Ass Out. We also got performing live Mr. Wild Side. Going down real big, Mr. Wild Side. Jay's going to be in the building doing his hit single. Y'all make sure y'all come through. Doors open up at 8 o'clock. Showtime, 9:30 p.m. We'll be live reporting in the house. So make sure you come through. It's $25 at the show, $25 in advance for the VIP. If you come through with the VIP, you get the most, I mean, with me. You know what I'm saying? So we got that buffet going now. Come on through. Check us out. August 17th, Sunday, 2014. It is what it is. Both more info and tickets. Hit a Shantavia at 813-966-2394. It's a Peacock. Turned down for what? Birthday Comedy Jam live at Super D. And my boy will be turned down for what?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Hold up.
By Kenny Rush, and y'all already know what time it is. Sunday, August 17th, 2014. Yeah, this your boy D.
Yeah, okay. I had to get Kenny Rushin in there because, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Kenny Rushin, that's how Tampa Flow Weed does. House hustler, you know what I'm saying, brother, be flipping houses. Show you how to invest your money in the flipping real estate. And you got to be in a real estate of mind for that, which I am not. So I ain't finna try to even invest my money off of that. I got to get my bean back, man. God damn it, I got to get my bean back. But let me get my dog up in here from Dallas Fort Worth, Texas. Let me play some background music.
Oh my gosh, get on beam track.
Till my motherfucker, you know, till my tractor beam and shit get in. You know what I'm saying? I had to borrow that shit from Pookie on the fifth floor. You know what I'm saying? His shit.
Okay,
his shit don't
yeah.
be working
you know,
right.
You know, how he be doing his stuff.
Yeah, his shit ain't working right. You know what I'm saying? But special guests up in the building, which you ain't even know, but you know, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We make special guests out of everybody because everybody is special, including the kids on the little bus. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It's going down. Say the big pot of fresh jeans up in the building, man. Hey, what, y'all was just in the headlines for something. What the hell was y'all in the headlines for?
Aren't we in the headlines for?
Yeah, well, that too. Wait a minute, where the hell was that at? I know I seen y'all somewhere in the headlines. Hold on.
If we got the Ebola virus, that might be it, because one of you when the Ebola virus is from here.
Oh, damn, that's fucked up. That ain't it. Well, yeah, y'all do still got a lot of shit going on. Where the hell is Pearland?
That's something like tour. That's like by Houston area.
Okay, well, then both of these by each other. That's why they both got drama. High school band members sent home after being sprayed with pesticide by a plane. Why they know
on West, on West Nile, virus, but they, well, either they put pesticides, they were doing it from farming, because Pearland is like in the country area, so that could be probable why that may have happened. Or sometimes they have planes go over because of West Nile virus and stopping that, so they always have planes flying.
I was going to say they do that here, though. I mean, you'll see these motherfuckers, you know, come over and they spraying some shit in there. I ain't seen bitches going on, you know, because of it. I mean, I thought that's just that. I thought that they keep the mosquitoes down.
Maybe they got some drunk people up in the air doing it now or something.
Mm.
They let cousin JoJo do it. up in the plane. He wants us to be in there. He don't know what the heck he's doing.
Right. Well, there's another one for you. This is, by the way, people, this is news coming from Nutty News, nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. So it goes down. Over in Houston, in your neck of the woods, I don't know why y'all, you know what I'm saying, making the headlines like that.
Thank God that's 4 hours away. Let me see what's going on.
Making the headline. But this is what killed me even before I even say something about this article. Young parents, what in the flip of fuck is going on? I'm talking about from throwing from leaving the babies in the damn cars, from throwing kids out the cars, from letting your boyfriend fuck the kids up. What is really good? I mean, the other stupid motherfuckers that want to smoke weed and huff freebase, basically he's snuffing whipped cream, left the goddamn 4-year-old or 5-year-old or something like that outside the door.
The fire challenge,
all this stupid
condom
shit
challenge.
Like, what the fuck is really going on? And we're talking about that challenge shit because I reposted a little good little comment, which I meant to make a video of my motherfucking self because I got a homeboy that participated in that stupid-ass shit when they first started out the ice challenge. And I'm like, you some stupid motherfuckers. I mean, you can't do nothing else with your time but sit
up
here.
You know what I said the other day? And I made a video about it because I'm feeling some type of way. When we go to town, I got to sign some people. Let's give back to the community or something, man. Like, why the heck is it so cool to be stupid but not do nothing important?
I mean, in Houston, mom locked a 6-year-old out of apartment so she could have sex. Right. So that's kind of self-explanatory. Somebody spotted a little girl trying to cross a busy intersection of the Sam Houston Parkway.
Houston traffic is scary.
I already know. I be hearing my dog shit. Like, you know.
So you got this little girl
told
going
officer,
in it? Come on, man.
The 22 years old, the child told the officer she had walked to a nearby gas station twice that day in May to get a soda, according to court documents. She said she didn't go to school because her mom was asleep with a boy. She said her mother told her to go outside to play. I mean, I just don't understand why you motherfuckers would seriously, you know, why you even open up your legs to have kids, period. But that just seems to be a rising problem, you know what I'm saying? Now, did you see the other stupid-ass shit that fucked the little boy up? Talking about the hot water challenge.
What the heck? Are you serious?
Man, this dumbass little girl probably, you know, she had to be at least 10, 11 years old, you know what I'm saying? Her brother outside, the boy probably, I would guess he about 17, 18, out washing the car. This dumb bitch boiled hot water on the stove. I'm talking about boiling to the point of, where it's supposed to crack an egg. And this bitch took the pot with some stupid motherfucker running behind her with the goddamn camera. And she threw this shit on this man back. And I'm talking about she put this man in the fucking hospital. That man in the hospital was like a week. Third degree burns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really just don't get it. You know.
Everybody wants to be famous so bad that they don't care what price they got to pay to do it. they do the dumbest thing they can find where it really caused bodily harm, or well type of attitude. It's annoying.
We don't have these yet rolling around here, but these are rural places. They try to put these old Google cars out in places, you know what I'm saying, that it's less traffic, I guess, you know what I'm saying. But then they say they got one riding around in New York, you know. But in Arkansas, a Google Street View car, yeah, it went the wrong way and crashed. They were traveling the wrong direction on one way street.
How you go the wrong way and you Google? I'm supposed to trust
you. And you Google. You Google Street View car. And you were traveling the wrong direction on a one way street, crashed into another vehicle last night as it attempted to make a U turn. Wow. Right.
How are you supposed to trust Google now, man? If they can't do right on directions, how the hell are we supposed to trust them?
I tried to use Google the other day, man. That wasn't. I don't know what y'all got going on, because the directions just was all misleading. You know what I'm saying? They took me here, took me there, took me everywhere but where I was, you know, supposed to be. So I heard about that. You heard about the dude faking wine, which I don't understand. You know, talking about California wine collector jail for 10 years for fraud. I mean, but, you know, selling fake vintage wines and cheating fellow connoisseurs out of tens of millions of dollars. Like, seriously.
Well, obviously they don't know the difference, because if they didn't figure it out when they first drink it, then that's on them. That's stupid.
I mean, he told his mama, and that's how he got busted. Dumbass. He's blending the bottles, cheap bottles of wine. I mean, shit, he must have been doing something, right? Damn, that's crazy. But, you know, people spend money. That's just idiots who spend money on idiotic shit anyway. You talking about you going to spend $100,000 on a goddamn bottle of wine that you ain't going to never fucking drink?
And you ain't gonna, we might not even remember. What did you drink?
What? You wonder where your budget went. You know, good old Washington, D.C. Homeland Security spends $450,000 on a state-of-the-art gym. On state-of-the-art gym memberships.
See, that's that bullshit.
Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security is spending more than $450,000 on gym memberships.
They should say no more taxes for the next, next 2 years.
Fucking crazy. That is too crazy. On gym memberships for TSA agents and immigration and customs enforcement employees who work desk jobs at a procurement office in Washington, D.C. Talking about the improved working conditions. Bitch, get their ass a membership at the YMCA. Y'all ain't got a Gold's Gym or anything around the corner, you know what I'm saying, local, that y'all couldn't just sign all them damn employees up, got a group discount, and that would have been cheaper than spending some $450,000.
That's stupid, and they could have rolled it off.
Man. Wow. Okay. Here's something stupid. Cemetery ghost is fined for shouting woo. Right. This is Nutty News, people. I have to go ahead and make sure I reiterate. This is the Nutty News of today. You know what I'm saying? For this first half, we're going to probably do two halves, you know what I'm saying? This first half, nothing new today, man. It's, hey, on in the UK, a man who pretended to be a ghost while behaving in a rowdy way in a cemetery has been fined. Right. Anthony Stollard has been ordered to pay £35 after throwing his arms in the air and shouting, "Ooh!" Of course, he had been out drinking with his friends, and they went, why do white people, I wish a white person would call in right now, please. 347-237-5125. 347-237-5125.
Actually,
if you are
I
listening.
Was right next to him. I got my homeboy with me.
Okay, well, why in the hell do white people get fucked up and go into cemeteries?
Well, let me tell you why we get fucked up and go to cemeteries. Well, see, you know, we be seeing some things. You know, I wanted to see my old friend the other day, and, you know, he died about 2 years ago. So, I was drinking, I was thinking about him, and I decided to take my, and then we made a bet, right? We were doing a challenge on YouTube. So I decided to scare some people.
Right. That about sums it up. Another challenge. Another challenge going wild right here live. Other stars just smell the pride, man. Yeah. Hey. Dude, man, that's too crazy. I tell you, I got to grab me a beer. We're going to take one quick little break. This is my homeboy, Man Montana. The first song we came in on was Haters. He's going to be performing live at my homeboy Peacock Birthday Comedy Jam. But it's a new song that he got. I don't know what the hell the name is. I'm calling the bitch Before I Let Go because motherfucker ain't got no no title to it. So here we go. It's Man Montana. Y'all check it out right here live. Starship Smell It Prize. Cap smells so good in the building with my dog. Said it, baby, powder fresh. Jay.
Home of the raise, home of the bus. City where them niggas at, don't really give a fuck. Land of the bitches, land of the free. 81 trees, rental car music has me sliding in the streets. It's that rental car music has me sliding in the streets. I'm here to fall for some stuff, dance for a fit. They say niggas ain't shit, I say bitches ain't nothing. Talking about bad, hoe, you fuckin'. Niggas are free, you get nothing. Stop a nigga swaggin', catch a nigga wagging. Northside coolin', dirty gang coolin', C4 coolin', 34 coolin'. Tumble look like money, everything's sunny. This ain't shit official, my bitch so official. She's a pretty young thing, she from Mansion. I tell her turn up, so she wrote it like a bitch.
Before you go, girl, give me your number. Get it from your mama, girl, I get it from my uncle. This rental car music, watch it do number. Got deals on the lightning, deals on the raise. I ain't bucking my nigga, many bucks getting paid. Block in, Holly Prime, Grand, and Rover. Fat like a horse, sound like a Range Rover. Look like a car show, I'm blowing on Dozier. Fresh out paper, dark shade like Hover. CEO shit, my nigga, you a soldier. If you're new to the T, baby, welcome to the T. All you green ass niggas, stay away from me. One shot to the knee, drop you off by the beach. Now the strip club, here we come. Got a jet running through it with my thumb. After part of my dog in them slump. I ain't done, I'm crunk. Call everybody, I wake them up. I don't give a fuck, hit this blunt. Hit this Miley, hit this cup. Miss a turn down for what? 5 foot what? Left mine at home. I'm not lied on the song. Hey, hey, we fucking live. You got what? Change like, hey, you feel me? Man, my channel, Rent a Car Music. Hey, if you ain't fuck with that Rent a Car Music, hey, you gotta fuck with that Rent a Car Music. Third round on this bitch, nigga. See all the shit, nigga. Hey, you know what we fuck with? Hey, shout out to Stone on the beat, you feel me? AGA, hey, recording this shit, nigga. Y'all wanna, hey, y'all know who the fuck with, you feel me? Call.
Hug until you like me, nobody. Who's in love like me, nobody. Only do nobody, baby, nobody.
Self-evident, you know what I'm saying? But shit, okay. Well, anyway, you ain't hear what I was just saying there, because you damn sure have been blow what the fuck I had just said. So let me reiterate what I just said. To my Asian persuasions out there, that I only thought ate dogs and cats. There's a new chapter to their eating habits. Over here in Hong Kong, a son invited his parents for dinner, then chopped them up and cooked them.
Wow.
Sushi swan. Yeah, a son who felt harassed by his parents is alleged to have invited them over for lunch, where he murdered and cooked their body parts. Chow Boy Toy Huang Quang, whatever the fuck his name is, one of them old fucked up Pang Chang Pang names and shit, fell out with his parents when they told him to go out and get a job because they no longer wanted to fund his lavish lifestyle. I guess he should have had gotten a GoFundMe account. He accused them of abandoning him and cutting them off. So when he invited them to lunch at his Hong Kong flat, Chow Huang Pang Chang, 65, and Shlu Wang Huang Paka Wang, whatever the fuck, 62, thought it was for a reunion. Yeah, people, I don't know what the fuck their names is. However, it is alleged that when they arrived, he and friend Chaka Waka Wing Bang, Shalabala Bing Bang, 36, killed them, chopped them up, and cooked them with white rice. We have no fortune cookies for you. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. So that's something new on the menu, people. You know what I'm saying? So watch out when you, you know what I'm saying? You fuck around and think that little piece of meat is a motherfucking chicken. It tastes like just like chicken. No, that's no chicken. That's no chicken. That's called penis. Mother. Right. Only not in America. I guess I should say that one. Only not in America. Yeah. In India, 119 nails, screws, coins, a hairpin, and a key were removed from a woman's abdomen. What the? Oh, matter of fact, did you hear about the dude? You hear about the dude that they had to take that? I was on Goofy Show. We was on Goofy Show the other day, and he read that headline talking about the dude had 200 and something teeth taken out of his mouth. You hear about that? Nigga, you smoking?
Nah, I was choking the fuck. I was like, I was over here trying to get, like, clear it up. Like, come on, get out.
Yeah,
nigga,
over there smoking on the low, smoking on the low.
No.
Right. Indian woman's family thought she was under the spell of black magic. Yeah, I'm pretty sure all that shit she done motherfucking put in her body. But it turns out she had been swallowing metal objects, according to the New Indian Express, for over four years. The 35-year-old had been behaving abnormally. When she was finally taken to the hospital, doctors did an x-ray and found what turned out to be 152 metal objects in her stomach, which was almost hanging close to her pelvic bone, which probably would have paralyzed her. The objects included 96 small nails, 23 large nails, screws, coins, a hairpin.
And they just sitting there.
And a key.
Like, what the hell? She thinks she is a robot or something?
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
I think the phrase he said, she was acting weird, or, you know, just behaving weird or whatever. I think that's an understatement. Like, who the hell grabs nails and eat them? And how can you get to the point to where you ate hundreds of them?
Damn, that's crazy. Well, this is proof that, you know, all human beings ain't dirt bags out there. You know what I'm saying? Not yet, anyways. Because over in Australia, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Passengers push train to free trapped man. That's what I'm talking about, people. Video of hundreds of commuters pushing a train to free a trapped passenger is proving a viral hit online. More than 2.4 million people have watched the clip of the heartwarming rescue in Perth. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X. I wonder if she was out there. You know what I'm saying? Putting her hands on the train, trying to help somebody out. The footage shows the unlucky man slip and fall, getting stuck in the gap between the train and the platform. Before emergency services could arrive, hundreds of commuters managed to push the train, tilting it to give the man enough room to escape without serious injury. Who the fuck would think of doing some shit like that, though? Down here, you would be a dead ass, because the bitch is not trying to motherfucking push e-motherfucking thing. Push a train? Nigga, is you crazy? You know how much that motherfucker weigh, man?
Super, he was Superman. Jeez, the only person who pushed that train is Superman.
I mean,
the last time I checked, I don't remember there was a Superman around here.
Damn. Oh man, that is too weird. You know, this is the other thing. Ask your wife, person, friend, this shit here. I got another question for you, white folks out there. Another question for white people, especially white people that's in Illinois. Her mother faked cancer for herself and her son in order to receive online donations. Now, my whole thing is, you sons of bitches always talking about Obama gave us gifts and giving us this and giving black people that and Mexicans all this shit, but you sons of bitches are the biggest scammers on the goddamn planet.
They've always been there.
I mean, a mother of two in Illinois has been arrested after she allegedly. They love to throw that around. They don't just want to blame, you know, fuck that bitch, you guilty. No alleged. Lied about her and her son having cancer in order to receive donations. Melissa Barton, yeah, we'll put that out there. Whole fucking name and city, 25 of Troy. If you guys want to ride by and throw some shit bombs at her door, be welcome to. Has been charged with felony theft by deception after an investigation revealed that she had received money from the church and via donation websites like YouCaring.com and WePay.com. It's a shame that someone would claim to have cancer just to receive money, but this dumb bitch did. Early in June, they received a call that Barton was possibly deceiving people and organizations for cash assistance, which that just means somebody else was involved and, you know, they had a fallout and, bitch, I'm going to call the peoples on your motherfucking punk ass. And that's what they did. You know, it's other people involved in that shit. You can believe that. It wasn't just her, you know what I'm saying? Because it's you. I doubt she had the fucking know-how to even, you know what I'm saying, register that type of shit online. And you know what I'm saying? Get that. And it just wasn't her. It wasn't just her. I bet you that. And probably reading a little bit more into it, you know what I'm saying? You'll find that out. But fuck it. I ain't finna do that. Because we got the last one. Christ statue has human teeth.
What?
Only in Mexico. Over in Mexico, the statue of the Lord, the Dios, the Adios Mios. Statue of the Lord of Patience. I didn't know there was a different Lord, but okay. The Lord of Patience in the parish of San Bartolo, Cuatalapapalapa, some big long-ass name, Mexico, has always looked ghastly. His tortured look, blood streaming down his neck, open wounds on his face, hands and knees, sending shivers down your spine. But it turns out that the statue is even more realistic and macabre than previously thought. Specialists restoring the 18th century artwork have discovered that the statue's 8 teeth used to belong to an adult human. Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History has announced the teeth were probably donated, yeah, right, as a token of gratitude, yeah. Suggests, you feel me, suggests head restorer family Fanny Unikel. It's the first human teeth, it's the first time human teeth have been found in a sculpture. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I gotta give you one more just because it involves beating up police and, you know, everybody already know how I feel about the people. I wasn't finna play fuck the police. I should, but I'm not gonna play that. Last one, people, Camden County, North Carolina. Man is arrested after beating the police in a donut eating contest.
What? Whoa. Rewind.
Right. North Carolina man who beat police officers in a donut eating contest got his just desserts the next day after they realized that he was a wanted man. And
wow.
That showed the intelligence of that department. Bradley Herbert entered the cuisine eating competition at the Elizabeth City Police Department's National Night Out Against Crime. And if that is not the funniest headline that he, as a wanted man, went and signed up for. Yeah, I have a warrant. I want to sign up for the Elizabeth City Police Department's National Night Out Against Crime.
You know
okay.
What's even more the bigger headline to me? How the police, a non-police officer beat the police in a donut eating contest?
That too is like that is this whole thing reeks of jokes like
they
left
do,
right
all
left.
Day. All they do, all they do, he told us it harass and not protect.
He won it by polishing off 8 donuts in 2 minutes. 8 donuts? What the hell kind of donuts was it? I can do 8 donuts. 2 minutes, man.
Oh,
shit.
Let me think on that. Let's see. 1 donut.
I mean, it's just regular glazed 2, donuts? I mean, they must have been jelly
3,
filled or some old crazy shit.
It's a, how long is it? 6 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. What single did one? Nah, that's pretty fast. I'm just thinking about that. 8 donuts.
8 donuts. 2 minutes.
I'm trying to figure out.
Like I say, if it's glazed donuts, that don't seem fast because glazed donuts ain't you eat 2 of them at a time and be done did that.
Yeah, not my ass. Fuck that. 8. I ain't got time for that. My body would say,
Shit, if I get high enough, I go through a whole dozen up in this motherfucker, win the whole contest. Yeah.
Now, we talking about Krispy Kreme hot donuts? Now we have discussion.
The field that the 24-year-old defeated included police officers, local police officers, and firefighters. I did congratulate him, Lieutenant Max Robinson told him. Good for him. He can eat a lot of donuts. Good for him. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man. But anyways, people, that is your wild and weird and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Worst police dog ever. If y'all want to see some more headlines, though, make sure you go to nuttynewstoday.com. That's nuttynews, today.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news. And it's going down. And I do believe the show has ended. We are up out of this piece. I thought I was going to do another one, but yeah, I'll probably come back tomorrow, do another show tomorrow. And that's what I'm going to
do. 3 hours of or
today.
Tomorrow. Well, you know.
Yeah.